right off the bat, how much do you guys have to spend on relief for the 2018 wildfire victims?
We have, our fundraising in total will be just over $2 million.
Okay. Is the 27?
And that includes the government that includes the matching dollars that are going to, that the government of BC is committed to, where they've offered to match individual donations from donors that are from British Columbia.
Perfect. Is the 2017 wildfire funding restricted to 2017, or are you allowed to cross it over to help with 2018?
No, you know, in any disaster, or actually in any funding that we receive, if the donors designate it to a specific use, it's always used for that purpose, and that's something that we promise to our donors. And the 2017 funding is designated for use in the relief and multi-year recovery for people affected by the fires in 2017, so we can't transfer it.
Okay. There's no way to get that funding released for 2018 at all?
No, you know, and the planning has already been done for the fires for 2017. As we outlined in our report that was issued in June of this year, is that, you know, $119 million or approximately 76% of it, so let me make sure I've got that right number, is it's either 74 or 76% is already spent or designated from the fires 2017.
Perfect. Why is the funding for 2018 so much less than 2017?
Well, every year is different, and I just really want to emphasize that, you know, when I've visited the flood-affected areas, I've visited the fire-affected areas both years, and you know, these disasters really affect people's lives, and really our job at the Red Cross is to pass on and to provide assistance, any assistance that we can, and all the resources that we have whenever anybody's affected by a disaster, whether it's a house fire or whether it's, you know, a big forest fire like we've had in the past couple of years. Each disaster looks different, and we can really only provide support based on the funding and support that we receive from generous Canadians from various levels of government. And so it just each disaster and each year will look different in the funding that we receive as an organization.
Perfect. In their letter to the the RDBN claimed that you issued $7 million in funding to the BC Fire Chiefs Association from that 2017 relief funding. Is that true?
That's actually not accurate. However, we are in discussion with many organizations in terms of what we call community partnerships. So when the government of BC and government of Canada gave us the funds for 2017, and certainly part of our programming, when we have a fund of that size that can extend over multi-years, there's multiple ways we spend it. The first priority is putting money directly into the hands of individuals and families. So that would be the cash assistance, the recovery assistance, reentry assistance, and, you know, supporting families in their repair and reconstruction of their lost homes. The second area is support to small business, which is another large stream of funding from the 2017 fires that we were able to support people. And then there's also community partnerships. And community partnerships support local organizations, local governments, First Nation bands in their activities that either support the relief or recovery phase. So, for example, last year in 2017, we supported reentry events. So, you know, when communities would come back into the community, we'd support that, you know, getting that community together. We've supported, I'm just trying to think of other examples, different projects, mental health projects in communities that have helped people recover from the fires in 2017. Now, another area of support that we've been asked to do with the 2017 funds is called disaster risk reduction, which is helping people prepare better for the next fire or the next disaster. So we're in discussion with many groups around community partnerships, like the one that was mentioned with the fire chiefs, that are for helping people prepare better for the next disaster from the restricted 2017 fires fund. But nothing has been, that has not been finalized or confirmed yet.
You obviously know the letter that just started this whole thing, and that is there any statement you want to give in response to that?
Well, I think, you know, a couple of things. One is that, you know, as I said before, our goal is to support people in any way we can. And with the 2018 fires, you know, they are the funds available to us are certainly less. But what our priority was, again, was putting funds directly into the hands of people affected, which we've done in working with those people who were evacuated from their homes and are continuing to do. And then we've also been supporting reentry events. So, you know, we still have that first priority is to give the assistance directly to people affected. And certainly I just want to acknowledge that we will continue to support people in any way that we can with the resources that we have. We know that these disasters are exhausting and they're stressful, and all we want to do is be working with the people affected and our partners and other agencies